And now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. On this first day of a new year, we join the world in feeling enormous sadness over a great human tragedy. Last Sunday, an earthquake and violent tsunamis struck the nations that surround the Indian Ocean. The carnage that just gave us the ill by the comprehension was over 100 dozens as reported. I have sprouted a patient calling current for information like blood long if you have to come this week. As people of full devastated us treated with a single truck to recover, we spread off of our land and have compassion. Our anchorage that in Spanish America will be covered to their help. The world we just spoke as the bookers leave the industry to show us on my way to the land in Indonesia. I'm for the off you condemn the whole adult versus your nation and for after stage to their fast finished leadership. As they face this is called for the relief of the sources are straight near into the legitimate limb. Communication cable runs to erode and medical facilities have been badly and no facilities have been badly damaged. Disease has become a very real threat. Americans are a compassionate people and we are already hard at work helping those nations meet these challenges. The United States has pledged $350 million in relief assistance, with $15 million already in the hands of relief organizations in the affected countries. To help coordinate this massive relief effort, disaster response officials are on the ground and have established a support center in Thailand that is manned and operational. More than 20 patrol and cargo aircraft have been made available to assess the disaster and deliver relief supplies. Many of those aircraft are already on the scene. We have dispatched the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln, the Maritime Pre-Positioning Squadron from Guam, and an amphibious ship carrying a Marine Expeditionary Unit. They will soon be in position to support relief efforts to include the generation of clean water. Tomorrow, I will send a delegation to the area to meet with regional leaders and international organizations to assess what additional aid can be provided by the United States. The delegation will be led by Secretary of State Colin Powell and Governor Jeb Bush, who has extensive experience in the state of Florida with relief, rehabilitation, and reconstruction efforts following natural disasters. Secretary Powell has already spoken with many of his counterparts in the region and with officials from the United Nations and other governments that are helping with the response. Together, we are leading an international coalition to help with immediate humanitarian relief, rehabilitation, and long-term construction efforts. India, Japan, and Australia have already pledged to help us coordinate these relief efforts, and I'm confident many more nations will join this core group in short order. Here at home, Americans are translating the blessings of our own country into generosity to others. From charitable organizations to private individuals to companies, our fellow citizens, on their own initiative, are raising millions of dollars for relief efforts. These Americans, donor and fundraiser alike, represent the book of every country and for an example for the world. Many who require the donors to the American Senate can see the news leading also online by www.ifsm.gov. See, this is a family clear with one of the kids and remain out of the blessings and hold the hint of this is a terrible terrible trouble and hold the inner heart and put first. That is in my fear, and even say that is in my fear, even at this in the modern age, world's world is still in this modern age, or world's still in the modern age, or world's still requiring our compassion to us and generosity from the church of the blood to law and high spirit are confounded into the real of all New Year's Day are filled with fruit of flowing mercy. We wish our fellow human happiness in the coming year, peace and happiness for the coming year.